I'm doing well when sitting or walking. My container of mindfulness is filling. However, it seems to be leaking during every other activity. Walking to the meal, in my room, going to the bathroom, eating, help. I seem to be defeating my efforts. Well, I think one of the things is just recognizing that's actually happening. I mean, that's a great start, because oftentimes, that's say the tendency or the habit is to lose it when we've got a solid container. We're in the hall in front of the shrine, sitting with other people, and then it's very overt and explicit what we're doing, and so that momentum gets built of mindfulness and composure. But when there's just an opportunity to pay attention to anything else, we're pretty non-discriminating. Yes, or any old distraction will do. we'll tend to take that. But actually recognizing, okay, that's what I'm doing. So that's a good thing. And then there's a putting forth that care during those other, and mindfulness of the body is really helpful in the sense of a grounding attention in the sensation of the body, the feel of the body. There's an anchor there that helps to develop that continuity of attention and alertness. So that's a useful tool to keep coming back to. Our minds don't have many boundaries sometimes. It could just slip out so quickly. But there's a certain, say, gravity helps with just having a physical body. Keeps that attention there. Also to pay attention to, well, what's it leaking out to? What is it? Because sometimes we just try to keep contained, and we don't really investigate. Well, what's the pull? What's the habit? What is the attraction to something that disrupts a continuity of alertness? So then the investigation is really important. Start to question and reflect. What's the mind drawn to, and what is its, what's it trying to get out of it? Because even we do. Even we do our practice, and then we get drawn to something negative. It's like, say, irritation. We're still trying to prop up a sense of it's. We're trying to prop up a sense of self or a particular view or opinion. Trying to sort of place ourselves in competition with somebody else. So the agenda of the self is kind of running in the background. So you can start to recognize, okay, that's more deep rooted than a little distraction. And then we start to understand the nature of the mind more clearly as well. So that to use those. They say, where the mind is being drawn out to, to highlight and investigate, you know, what's the nature of the mind and how to work with that. So it isn't just about trying to keep it all contained. It's sort of learning about what are the impulses underneath there.